Dear future husband, freshman mating season is in full swing. You know, when all the freshmen start dating each other. Honestly, it's really funny to watch. My roommate and I, we made a pact to remain single to make sure we don't fall into this trap of freshman mating season. Did your college have that? Please tell me you didn't participate in freshman mating season. Please tell me you weren't that annoying freshman boy who sits outside of the freshman girl dorms playing the guitar. Please, please tell me that was not you.
Hi, it's Bailey with She Said Yes, a podcast about getting married. I know we talked a lot about the bride on our show, but today we are going to get the groom in the spotlight.
You know how much I love spotlights.
You'll be great.
As excited as I am to finally see Bailey in her dress, I know that eventually I'm going to have to get a tuxedo as well.
Which is exactly why we'll be hearing from two excellent suit shops today to answer all of our questions about how to find, buy, and care for a tux. And don't worry, I know you're going to look great when it's all said and done.
Not as good as you, though.
Dear future husband, I love you. Even if you are playing the guitar, don't worry, I'll still say yes.
She Said Yes is presented by White of Dublin. To learn more about how they make your wedding dress experience comfortable, personal, and all about you, visit whitebridalboutiques.com. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got into this industry? Tell us a little bit about the history of why you started this.
Boy, that's a long story. I'll make it short. So my father, he was a factory worker. Every once in a while, he would say, this is a good business. This would be a good business to own. And I temporarily took a job at a tuxedo shop.
This is Aaron Romanoff, owner of Romanoff's Classic Tuxedo Shop in Dublin, Ohio. They are the local menswear company with a huge inventory of suits and tuxedos for sale or rent with three locations and over 30 years of services. They seem like a great place to start looking for wedding attire.
It was interesting in the fact that everybody was there celebrating something. So they're coming into the store happy to spend money. And at the time, the largest bridal shop in all of Central Ohio became friends with me and encouraged me to start my own business. 32 years later, here I am.
What sets Romanoff's Classic Tuxedos apart from other tuxedo and suit shops?
Well, I'm small. I'm owner-operated business. I carry my own inventory. And because it's my business, I can do whatever I want. I care more about what my customers look like than they do, typically.
I can relate to that, actually.
That's why he's the professional.
So I will do alterations, even on a rental. So if I have a guy with big shoulders and a small waist and I have to do alterations on that coat to make it fit great for him, then, you know, I do that because it's important to me and it's certainly important to them on their wedding day.
When Matt and I started shopping around for tuxedos, we found that there were actually quite a few options to choose from, and it can be pretty overwhelming. That's why Aaron takes his time in developing a vision for his couples.
So what does those first initial kind of talks look like to help flesh out the vision for the day?
Yeah, well, I'm in the menswear business, but the bride is the boss of the show. So the men, what they wear, kind of they take their cues from the women. So the more formal the women are, the more formal the men are. So if the wedding is in a formal venue and the girls are dressed up, then the men are more dressed up in tuxedos. If it's in a barn and the girls are dressed more casual, then the men are more in suits and more casual.
So what is the difference between a suit and a tuxedo? And like, just give us a brief little like Reader's Digest version of what the difference is and kind of what the occasion calls for.
So a tuxedo is more formal than a suit. A suit is going to have a plain lapel. A tuxedo is going to have some sort of satin on the lapels, and the accoutrements or accessories you wear with a tuxedo are different than a suit. But it's technically a suit is just, or a tuxedo is more formal than a suit. Mm. So it would be more for formal dresses, formal gowns, evening wear, formal venue.
I always wondered about that.
Even though we're getting married in a greenhouse, I still think I'd rather you be in a tuxedo.
We also got to hear how Aaron is staying up to date on all the fashion trends, and the answer wasn't that surprising.
Pinterest has sort of dictated what men should wear. I remember back in the day that there was a rule against never you wear gray suits with brown shoes. I mean, you would never wear gray and brown together. Well, Pinterest has decided that brown shoes go with everything. So brides come in with pictures and in a picture's worth a thousand words.
Yeah.
It used to be they would have to describe what they wanted, or they have to imagine it, and I would have to help them imagine it. But now they come in with pictures, and I just show them what I could do.
Pinterest, combined with his 30-plus years of tuxedo sales, has given him a clearer vision of what will look best for the couples with more unique tastes.
Are you able to kind of give some fashion advice of like, okay, maybe the hot pink and the lime green makes you look like a watermelon? Are you able to kind of walk them through what will make it the most cohesive look for their wedding day?
Well, you know, I try to make it easy. So if they have a strong idea, I just tell them to think about how it might look in pictures. If they have something unusual that they're doing, I just tell them, you know, this is a picture that's going to get planted on your wall forever. So if you wear that watermelon, then that watermelon's on your wall forever. You know, if you wear a classic black or blue or something, that's going to stand the test of time better. But mm-hmm. some people, they want that, and I'm going to accommodate them what they want, but I will help them paint a picture.
Don't even think about it.
You won't even let me do the cake smash. I know you won't even let me get away with this.
What's a good timeline to kind of customize those things that you're like, okay, you know, you got to tell me at least 2 months. What does that look like?
Well, there's a couple components to that. Once the dresses are established, so the bride has her dress and we have the bridesmaid's dress, as you know, the venue, mm-hmm. all of those things sort of dictate what the groom and the groomsmen might wear. If we could have all of the decisions made and everybody measured 3 to 4 months before the wedding, that's ideal. I mean, that's the best case scenario, but technically I offer same day service. So,
wow.
You know, we want to not encourage that, and we don't want to do that, but that's the nature of my business.
Aaron also told us something very important for groomsmen coming from out of state. You don't need to have your measurements and tuxedos rentals from the same place.
All tuxedo shops measure as a courtesy. So almost all of my weddings have people who are from all over the place. So brides will think, oh, I have to use this company that is nationwide, or they get tuxedos that come in shipped in a box, which I can't imagine. But these guys who are out of town, they go get measured at a professional near them. And then the place that rents tuxedos will not only measure as a courtesy, but they'll measure using the same method that I use.
So oh, that's
I encourage
awesome.
Them to go to a tuxedo shop, not a tailor. Tailors will measure using their own method, and it works for them, mm-hmm. but it doesn't translate necessarily well. So these groomsmen, I want them to call me with their sizes. If there's anything disproportionate about their sizes, I will recognize that immediately, and I can ask them personal questions.
Yeah.
So that'll help me get it right on the front end. But what's nice about my company is I own all this stuff, and I stock it here, and I do all the sewing. So these guys from out of town typically show up the day before the wedding. They come in, they try everything on in my store, and I look at it, and that's where I market for alterations to make it fit as good as I possibly can.
That's actually super helpful to know that your groomsmen don't have to rent the tuxedo in another state and then return it when they get back from the wedding.
Aaron also talked us through a little bit about how his pickup process worked.
I would prefer them to come in on that Thursday and Friday before the wedding, try everything on in front of me. I market for alterations to make it fit as best I can. And then I go to work overnight, and Saturday morning, one person picks up the finished product for everybody and takes it to the wedding. And then everything's due back on the Monday after the wedding.
Oh, amazing. So anyone could drop it off. Let's say, you know, the bride and groom are off, hopefully on a honeymoon, hopefully enjoying themselves. They're able to, like, maybe the parents are able to grab all the tuxes and give it all back to you. And do you dry clean them? Do you get them all fancied, ready for the next person?
Well, I have a company that picks up my dry cleaning, and they do that for me.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Throughout our conversation, you could tell that Aaron meant it when he said that he cared about the way the customers looked, sometimes even more than they did. And to prove it, he set up a very special promotion for new grooms and groomsmen.
I have a special I've been running for years. And this, if you have a wedding party of at least 5 paid, the groom gets a free rental for the wedding. And then after the wedding, I give him a free suit as a gift.
Oh, love that. And you said that's like evergreen. You're always like running that?
Well, if they have the wedding party of at least that size, then yes.
That's amazing. That is very, very helpful to know. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Aaron, thank you so much for joining us today. It's clear that you do care about your customers, and we look forward to seeing how great you make them look. It's been a pleasure to talk with you. If you've been listening carefully during this episode, maybe you've caught on that Matt and I don't necessarily have a lot of experience renting tuxedos.
Not exactly something we make a habit out of.
So we did what we've been doing this whole time.
There are really two occasions when a guy rents a tuxedo.
We've talked to an expert.
What does a guy have to be looking at when he's talking about getting a tux for his wedding? What are the considerations that he has to make?
This is Marty. He's a coworker and friend of mine who's been helping me put together this podcast. He's also been married a lot longer than Matt and I have been, with a little more experience in renting tuxedos. So we thought we'd let him ask some of the questions that Matt and I wouldn't think of to ask ourselves.
Marty, what's the name of your business?
What the Tux.
Oh, and our guest name is Marty, too.
What the Tux. Now, how did that come about?
I think I was going to name it Mullins Tuxedo Rental, and my son was just joking around. I think my cousin was there, and he's like, what the Tux? Why would you name it that, basically? And then we looked at each other like, wow, we should do What the Tux.
Marty Mullins is the owner of What the Tux Tuxedo Shop in Delaware, Ohio. They are a family business that serves the Central Ohio region with tuxedo sales, rentals, alterations, as well as a long list of formal accessories and even wedding dresses.
So how did you get involved in the tuxedo industry?
My sister had a bridal store out in Belle Fountain, and I would go out there and help her with the tuxedos, and she's like, just start your own business. And I did.
Just as easy as that.
With nearly 10 years of experience under her belt, Marty has been able to keep her finger on the pulse of tuxedo trends over the years.
What does a guy have to be looking at when he's talking about getting a tux for his wedding? What are the considerations that he has to make?
He has to know the color he would like that will match the wedding party.
Okay. That's important because, you know, happy wife, happy life, right?
Right. Yes. Well, I will bring my catalogs and I'll bring you a couple of mannequins and I'll show you the most popular colors. Maybe your fiance already knows what color tuxedo or vest and tie that she would want. So you can look and see if we have that available, which we usually do.
And just like Aaron mentioned, Marty made it clear that the groom is supposed to follow the bride's cue for color and style considerations.
I feel like if you get to pick out my tuxedo color, I feel like I should get to smash you with cake.
Not in a million years.
What's popular now? I mean, what are you seeing people go after now with tuxes?
The black tux with a black bow tie. There's also, we have new colors, the forest green, sage, cinnamon. Light blues are very popular.
Cinnamon, you say?
Yeah, it's like a burnt orange.
All right. I think that sounds really nice, actually.
Marty has seen a lot of interesting colors over the year, but fortunately, it sounds like classics are still in style.
Then when somebody says, hey, we're going to go with What the Tux, we're going to get our tuxedos, what is the process then that they go through in order to go ahead and place the orders for their groom and all the groomsmen?
Okay. So they could call and make an appointment, and I will help them figure out which tuxedo they would like. And you can bring all the groomsmen if you'd like. And that way you can have a little party that day and go around town to the different restaurants. But I would actually help you pick out your tuxedo and color your tie and your vest. And I would measure you. And then you just have to put half the money down. And if your groomsmen cannot make it, they can call me and with their measurements. And they can pay for their item. And if they're out of town, we can have it shipped to them.
Similar to Romanoff's, you don't actually have to be at the shop when the measurements are taken. As long as you get the correct measurements to Marty's team and you know what style you want, she can make it happen.
Yes, I should probably go to a men's store to get measured or a bridal store.
So where is What the Tux?
It is in downtown Delaware, Ohio. It says that my address is Sandusky Street, but the door is actually on William Street, which is Route 36.
People want to find you online. What is your web address?
Whatthetux.com.
Nice. And let's say that people want to go real old school and they want to call you. What number would they use?
740-362-7475.
Marty, thank you for making this podcast possible by partnering with What the Tux and our show. Thank you so much for coming onto the podcast today and letting us know all about the way to buy a proper tuxedo.
And Marty, thanks for coming on to the podcast today and helping us learn how to buy a tuxedo.
Well, Matt, do you feel like now you can properly rent a tuxedo?
I should be able to figure it out.
Good. Now, while you do that, I'm going to start figuring out our photographer situation. Next time on She Said Yes, Matt and I will be interviewing some photographers and wedding videographers to help us capture some moments of our wedding so we don't end up forgetting like our parents did. Until then,
I'm Matt.
And I'm Bailey. Thanks for listening to She Said Yes.
She Said Yes is presented by Wed of Dublin. To learn more about how they make your wedding dress experience comfortable, personal, and all about you, visit whitebridalboutiques.com. Produced and distributed by River Radio Ministries. To find more podcasts like this one, visit riverradio.com. Make sure you follow us wherever you're listening now, and if you like what you're hearing, tell a friend so they can listen too.